This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Hey, Donald Trump delivered a bit of news to Joe Arpaio without, he said it without saying it, or he kind of said it, right? Joe Arpaio. This guy's an icon. Joe Arpaio got railroaded. He's following the law, and so a bunch of bureaucrats railroaded this man, giving him contempt of court because he won't break the law. It's ridiculous. I was so excited to hear. I was hoping Trump would say, you know what, to heck with convention. I'm pardoning Joe Arpaio tonight. He all but said it, but still. Anyway, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. Are you having fun yet? You enjoying this whole, scene, if you will, not to get all hipster on you. Yeah, I love the scene. But you enjoying this scene, watching these leftists do everything they can to disrupt Donald Trump. I saw this story. You're going to love this one. Hillary Clinton said that Trump made her skin crawl. As he loomed behind her at the presidential debate in St. Louis and added, she wished she could have pressed pause and asked America, well, what would you do? Hillary Clinton can't even be clever when she's got time. I would ask America, well, what would you do? Really? Nice try, Hillary. Hillary is a skank. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm not even sorry to say that. She is. Let me tell you something. Trump is the one whose skin should have been crawling. Wow. The nerve of this woman. Or whatever she is. A woman that should be in prison. She's got a book deal. I'm curious. What is her book deal? Do we know? Did she get millions? Look, let me tell you something. She got $14 million for hard choices. I'm curious what she got for what happened. Is it a... I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you it's under $5 million. Now, I'd love to get $5 million for a book. I'd love to get $1 million for a book. But still... You know it's less. She's not nearly as effective. He made my skin crawl. Let me tell you what Hillary Clinton's going to do. The only thing that will make her book successful, if it is successful, is the fact that it's got Trump all the way through it. That's all she can talk about. Donald Trump. He made my skin crawl. You know who should make her skin crawl? Joe Biden. Have you seen the pictures of Biden with women? He's like a gooey, gushy, old, creepy guy. She was okay hanging around Biden, but Donald Trump made her skin crawl. Donald Trump went before Hillary Clinton, before Donald Trump ran for president. Hillary Clinton would have been, I'll put it nicely. Hillary would have had knee pads to be around Donald Trump. She'd have had them in her purse at the ready. Donald, you're so special. Oh my gosh, you're amazing, Donald. You remember that picture where Donald's with Melania? Not that Donald Trump would ever sink so low to get a Lewinsky from Hillary Clinton. Let's just forget I said that, okay? Let's just forget it. Because that's just, I don't even want to visualize anything close to that. Made her skin crawl. Yeah, new book, What Happened, which she called an attempt to pull back the curtain on her losing bid for the presidency. You know what? The fact that Hillary Clinton wants to write a book about being a loser tells you all you need to know. Let's pull down her statue. It seems like we're pulling down all the losers' statue. We're rewriting them out of history. The words Clinton, most detailed public content comments about what happened during one of the campaign's more memorable moments. They say, some moments during the campaign, she said, baffled her. Others seemingly repulsed her. In recounting the October incident, she referred to Trump as a creep. book is out September 12th, but they got the audio excerpts. I wonder if it's Clinton reading it.
There I was, on stage with Donald Trump. He creeped up behind me, and I wish I could stop the clock and pause and say to America, what would you do? I don't feel no ways tired.
Tard. She says tard. Anyway, the nerve of Hillary Clinton, who's got the creepiest husband. I wonder if she would go to Kathleen Willey and talk about Donald Trump being creepy. Or Monica Lewinsky. Or, what was the other one? Paula Jones and all these other ladies that Hillary Clinton helped Bill Clinton rape and molest. I wonder how creepy they are. It's funny. These people just, they think we forget all this. And look, you could talk about the Clintons and say, well, did they kill Vince Foster? Is Vince Foster Chelsea's real daddy and all that? I don't even care. But one thing that there is no doubt about, Bill Clinton raped and sexually harassed women, and he used his power to do so, and Hillary Clinton helped him cover it up. And she's talking about Donald Trump being a creep. She's a creep. I want to see that book of hers, because it is a book of lies, is what it is. I wouldn't buy it. That, let me make a prediction. Hillary Clinton's book will be in the dollar store within 6 months of September the 12th. So what do we got? October, November, December, January, February, March. By March the 12th, Hillary Clinton's book will be in the dollar store. Nobody will be talking about it. What happened? We know what happened. You got your buttocks kicked. I love my description of it on the night of the it happened. I said Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump took Hillary Clinton and wiped the floor with her big white buttocks. To this day, she can't get the stains out of those big white buttocks. Oh, man, it tickles me to think about Donald Trump. Hey, Hillary, you wanted me? You wanted to fight? It's like a person that's always been, yeah, you come over here. Oh, no, I'll fight you. And then they go over there, you know, to get the chance to fight and can't fight. Get their butts kicked. That's exactly what happened to Hillary Clinton. That's exactly what happened to the left. And we're not done. We're not done. We are still continuing to barrel down on them. They wanted a fight. They kept egging us on. We just wanted to be left alone. All we wanted was, you know, pay attention to us. Why should our voices not be heard? You better shut up. We'll kick your butt. We'll beat you up. One of my buddies said, he was a fighter. He said, man, Kevin, we should get a group of us together. We go to every one of these protests, go whoop these Antifa people's butts at every protest. Because it'll take nothing to back them down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We covered some topics that are a little bit controversial in sorts, and I always want to give you a little bit of a warning, a trigger warning, not because we're going to cover it in any crazy way, but because it is a bit of a sensitive topic. And some of the stations that we're on have a bit of a religious bent to them. And as you guys know, I'm a Christian, and certainly I call the show PG-13. I think your teenager could listen to this show and have a good laugh. And I don't feel like we do anything that crosses that line. But you never know what, you know, offends different people's sensibilities. And this particular story is one that, it doesn't cross the line, in my opinion. I think it highlights liberalism at its finest. It was an article in the Telegraph UK, and I don't remember the name of it, but it says, essentially it was feminist porn. And a girl, the lady who's they're interviewing says this, and this is, I'm reading this. Once a director instructed me to wait 5 minutes and then fake an orgasm. Now, she's an adult film star. I said, give me an additional 5 minutes and I'll have a real one. To me, this is what the lady writes, to me, that's feminist porn in a nutshell. Now, here's the reason why I bring this up. So America's got a fascination with sex. It's part of our DNA. Everybody should have that. It's a natural thing. And most of us aspire to some sort of a moral standard, if you will. Society picks it for us. And I'll be honest with you, probably most people violate that to some degree. That's why we have divorce and, you know, adultery, and we have words to describe all these things. But what's interesting to me is when you bring up the idea of porn, and the leftists have said, and these feminist leftists are saying this, there's feminist porn. There's porn. Now, I get it. There's gay porn, and there's different types of things that you may want to do, you know, fetish, if you will. I understand it, but here's the net of it, folks. Porn is porn. And what amazes me is that there's a distinction being made here. They're separating feminists out. And let's just be honest here, since we're talking about the subject, and I want to cover it. I'll cover it delicately, but I want to cover it realistically. When you talk about, quote, porn, there's already a lot of gay porn, particularly, and I'll be honest, I've never been a aficionado of porn, but there's hardly any that you'd have where you don't see two women together or more. So from the standpoint of gay porn, and that's not male porn, that's, I guess you could theoretically say it's lesbian porn, but you have that already. But now feminist say, no, there's a brand of porn that's about feminist. And I go, really? So the idea here, and I'm reading through the article and I'm trying to ascertain what they're trying to say, is that the reason that women decide they're going to go into the adult film industry, let's just start saying that so we can maybe soften the impact of the word, the other word. But in the adult film industry is because supposedly they are empowered. They have control over the who they decide they're going to, and I'm using my finger quotes, act with, and so on and so forth. In many cases, they've even taken over, you know, and said, I know there's one group of women, because we did a story on this about 2-3 years ago, that they said, why are we letting men make all this money? We're the ones doing the work, the heavy lifting, so we'll form our own company. And they've done, I don't know, hundreds of films together. I don't know the details. And also, I'm going to tell you, my knowledge of the adult film industry is pretty limited. I would be considered a square. But when I saw this article, I thought, this is weird. Madison Young, they write, is unabashed in her enthusiastic description of life as a porn star. She's sitting in the middle of a Los Angeles cafe, not lowering her voice, even when she's talking about different types of sex. I won't say the one, but one of them, she says, is kinky sex. So she's very blatant. She's open. She's talking about it, and she feels empowered. Now, I don't know about you. I just think that's crass. I think if you're, just sitting around talking to your fellas about sex with girls, if you were in college, I find that crass. I've never been one to want to sit and listen to these guys talk about that. Maybe when I was really young and trying to impress people. Oh, yeah, whatever. But as I got older, I was like, man, that's kind of crass. I would actually say that. You know, why would you embarrass this girl talking about this? You know, if she decides she wants to be with you, that should be enough. That's victory enough for you. But you got to come here, you got to brag, or you got to demean her or belittle her or whatever. I mean, come on. That was the way I felt about it. But anyway, this girl, she's sitting there and she's bragging about this. Oh yeah, I love it. And they said that her name is one that might make some nod their heads in acknowledgement, albeit discreetly. The amiable strawberry blonde born Tina Butcher became a pioneer of feminist porn 10 years ago. And here's what she says about it. Performing was a way to bring my feminist ethos into erotic film. She says of her rather controversial career choice. Now she's 36 years old. She's become an integral part of the sex positive movement that has been on the rise, they say, since the 80s. And it believes that sexual images can be a source of inspiration, liberation, and empowerment for viewers. Now, what's interesting to me is that the left will also tell you it objectifies women. Oh, but it doesn't objectify women when it's women doing it with women. You know, women putting it together or calling the shots. That's no longer objectification. But if men are in charge of the studio, then women are the objects. And that's what got me, is thinking about, why is it not just porn? It's feminist porn because women own it. And they're proud to own it. Guys are the ones that own it and say, do this, do that, or whatever. Even though the women have a choice, do they want to do the job? Do they want to work? Now it's got a whole different definition. And then I love, here's how they go on to talk about it. Porn is being watched by women more than ever. In 2015, one of the world's most popular free sites, I'm not even going to say the name, which is visited by 156 million people every month, recently revealed that women make up a quarter of its global audience. So, and then they went on to talk about 50 Shades of Grey and all this. And again, I'm telling you right now, if you're a conservative listening to this and you're having a little bit of a queasy moment, don't. Because you're being a fake. You believe in sex. You've had it. You will continue to. It's the way we view it. And here's a quick story, and I'm going to let this segment go, but a friend of mine, an acquaintance, I should say, she and her husband were in the adult film industry, and I didn't know it for a long time, and then one day we were talking, and she was like, yeah, this is where we came from. And I was like, get out. Beautiful daughter. Daughter's going to an Ivy League school, and she says, I did that to pay for her education, and we couldn't wait to get out, but let me tell you, my daughter will never be in it. And this woman is a feminist. She is a God-fearing person who obviously extricated herself from that business, thankfully, and raised an amazing daughter. But it's funny how the left views these things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They say that McConnell, in private, says that Trump's presidency isn't going to last or something like that. I don't believe that. I don't believe Mitch McConnell has the, I don't think he has the male genitalia to say that. Privately, publicly, he knows he wouldn't say it because it's not true. Let me tell you, if anybody who believes that Donald Trump will not serve a minimum of 4 years outside of God taking him away is you might as well be fighting against the air. Go fight your shadow, because you have to be delusional to believe otherwise. The left must really believe in their power. You know, that's what I think it is. I think the left believe that they are so powerful because they've thwarted us on Obamacare and tax policy and all these other things. They believe in their heart of hearts that no matter what we say or do, Donald Trump is going. They don't understand two things. Two things that have evaded them in politics for a long time. One, they don't understand the resolve of Donald Trump. That's number one. The second thing they don't understand is the resolve you have. It's never been tested. They've never seen a populace like us before. They're used to their people who they can, you know, throw a ball over in that direction and they go over there running, particularly blacks. They're used to being able to set a narrative and it sticks and everybody's like, global climate change. Now think about what's happened. And let's just use that as an example. In global climate change, we went from it becoming part of every policy we had in Barack Obama's administration. It was what we talked about all the time, to it being ridiculed in less than 2 years, probably less than a year. It's gone from, you're crazy if you don't believe in global climate change, to, ha ha ha, whatever, it's weather, which is exactly what it is. We completely flipped what people believe about global climate change in 1 year. Congratulations to you, my friends. What a feat. You know what else you've completely flipped? You've completely flipped the idea that Democrats really want to help people. You've completely flipped the idea that the media tells the truth. You've completely flipped that Barack Obama was competent, that Hillary Clinton was a good potential candidate for the left, that Barney, what's his face? Well, it's Barney Miller. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Sanders, Barry, not Barry, Bernie. I said Barney. I'll get it out. No, I'm not getting crazy. I don't try to remember all these crazy people's names. Bernie Sanders is some philanthropic socialist who lives like he preaches. We flipped everything on them. We flipped back that conservatism is bad. We're flipping back that capitalism is bad. We're flipping back that the military is bad. We're getting these social issues back on the table in ways nobody would have dreamed. People understand it. We don't give a crap about your gaiety. We care about your heart, not who you sleep with. So we have flipped the script, boy. And I'm talking folks in 7 months plus an election cycle. So let's just call it 18 months. In 18 months, pardon me, we have retrained America to a bigger degree. Ask yourself this. 2-3 years ago, what'd you think about the media? What'd you think about Donald Trump? What'd you think about the whole political system? All of it. Global climate change. Just think about all the things that you have slowly started to go back. You feel yourself gaining sanity. If you haven't, you should be. I know I do. There's a lie about Donald Trump. Says he's hurting the GOP brand. For the GOP to fear brand damage proves they have brain damage. If anybody has hurt the GOP brand, it's the GOP. If Trump has done anything, folks, he has helped salvage the GOP brand. Let's face it. The GOP is eunuchs. It's a bunch of eunuchs. Guys that have no sacks. They are almost a universal embarrassment. Outside of Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, maybe Trey Gowdy, and Rand Paul. Let me think. I got to think. Louis Gohmert, a couple others. I don't want to leave anybody out, but they're a handful. Outside of them, every one of these guys is practically an embarrassment. McCain, Lindsey Graham, a bunch of them. The true Republicans can easily be counted on both your hands with fingers left over. It's just the truth. And I suggest the middle finger if you're so inclined. But the left want you to believe that Trump is a problem. I was reading this article in The Hill. It says, as a week dominated by President Trump's response to the violence at white supremacist rally in Charlottesville draws to a close, many Republicans are worried that serious damage has been done to the party. Can you believe this? Republicans want you to believe that because of Charlottesville, it's got nothing to do with Republicans. It's got nothing to do with Trump. That's where the damage to the party is. How ridiculous. That is so stupid. I can't even fathom that. That's like the Republicans go, well, we're really sorry we sent those white nationalists to Charlottesville to march. I mean, we didn't think it would be that big of a deal. What, are we taking ownership of white nationalists and KKK? Their job should have been to shut up. Let Trump do what he does. Unbelievable. They say they argue that Trump may have set back years of efforts to make the GOP more appealing to an increasingly diverse American electorate. Whoever wrote that, literally, they should be fired. Tell me what the GOP has done to make itself more appealing to the American electorate. Give me something in the last decade. Minority outreach? Women outreach? LGBT outreach? What? Oh, no. I know the Republican. Oh, we just want to help everybody because then the ocean rises for everyone. Look, I'm not about putting people into buckets and saying, GOP, tailor a message to get black people excited or the LGBT community excited or the black community or whatever. But the Republicans have done nothing. And say, oh, we've got, first of all, they don't have an image problem to fix, except that they are just Democrat light. That's their image. That's the problem. Only a moron would believe that the GOP has done a good job of increasing diversity from the American electorate, and it's now more appealing to all. And I'll tell you, if anybody's in trouble, anybody, it is the GOP. Trump is the only reason that the GOP outpaces the Democrats 2-1 in fundraising. That's right. We reported these numbers a while back. And I wrote this. It appears that Trump's base doesn't care about his impending impeachment. Betting public has put its money on the president. And although I'm no Vegas odds maker, I would not take a bet against Trump. Take a look at the numbers. The Republican National Committee is touting some big fundraising numbers bolstered by President Trump's appeal with his base, including small donors. The $75 million plus brought in by the party in the first 6 months of this year is more than double the amount of the Democrats raised during Barack Obama's first 6 months. Double from Barack Obama. Not Hillary Clinton, not Bill Clinton, the baby black Jesus of Democratic politics. And I want you to keep this in mind. That happened when Obama was the belle of the ball, not when he was on the downslide. So Trump has raised double, but it gets worse for the Democrats. Compared to the Democrats' fundraising, Trump is freaking Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Batman, Wonder Woman, and King Kong rolled into one delicious conservative superhero. The DNC raised only $4.29 million in May, the organization's worst fundraising performance in the month of May since 2003. In May of 2003, the DNC raised $2.7 million. And the worst totals were in 2005 and 2015 with $4.5 million in both. So $4.29 million is what they raised. It's unbelievable, folks. Donald Trump is absolutely kicking butt. And they're lying about it. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Forget the polls and all that other stuff. The indicators are reality. The Republicans are raising a record amounts of money, doubling the Democrats, and the Democrats need you to believe you're losing. Who cares about those numbers? That's not a big deal. Same thing with these rallies. Who cares if Donald Trump packs rallies? People waiting in line to go to Phoenix the day before the event, people. It was crazy. Rock star status. We got more. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm going to tell you one more time, I believe in my heart of hearts something very significant is happening in politics. 844-551-8255. And no, it is not just this show, because I'm not political. I'm just giving you opinion. I'm giving you life advice that happens to be politics. I don't want the IRS going, Kevin Jackson is political. I'm not political. I'm just talking about life. For all intents and purposes, this is a church. I'm a tax-deductible organization. This is a church. And the church, you got to tell people how to live their lives. What's in the good book? And the good book is the good book of conservatism. See, because we follow that thing called the Bible. And I'm telling you, folks, there's something happening that the Democrats... We are watching a widening. It isn't like the Democrats are holding ground. You know how they tell you that the Democrats have 40%, the Republicans have 40%, and we all fight over the 20% in between. It's not happening. The Democrats are losing ground. If they were 40 and we were 40-40, Donald Trump has made our 40-44, and the left have lost four. It's 36 now to 44. So we may still be fighting over 20%, but I don't believe it. And in fact, I believe that 20% is shrinking as well, and it's probably 8% to 2%, 8 to 2 going towards Trump, giving us a 54 and them a 40, what was it, 54, 46, you know, yeah, I got it. I'll do the math. So, and here's why I say that. If you look at the popularity of their icons, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they're nobodies. Nobody cares. They can't fill stadiums. They can't even fill a room. You look at their fundraising. I just talked about the fundraising a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I'll cover it again. But if you look at the real indicators, if you look at Donald Trump still filling venues, if you look at what happened, and I talked about this about Chappelle Nadal, the idea that they're really going to suspend this woman, kick her out of the Senate, and it is Congressional Black Caucus members who are leading the charge here. Folks, you're seeing something revolutionary. I'd ask you, tell me which candidate outside of Trump you think who could have gotten us here. Could Rand Paul? I like Rand Paul. Really good guy. I would like to have seen Rand Paul as Trump's VP. But let me tell you, he couldn't have done what Trump is doing. Pence couldn't have done it. Donald Trump is uniquely positioned to change politics the way he already has started. And it's permeating all segments of society. Women are getting it. The LGBT community are getting it. And you know what? We don't have to placate. Oh, let's placate to this, you know, the LGBT. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to black folks. Let's talk to Hispanics. Let's talk to white folks. The disabled. The veterans. When all you care about is helping America, everybody gets it. I talked to you guys about the slogan. When it first came out, I had people laughing. I said, stop laughing. That's an amazing slogan. Amazing. How smart was Donald Trump to say, make America great again, and then follow that with America first? This is cataclysmic. And if we play our cards right, then we won't have to fight nearly as hard next time around, guys. That's what I'm looking for. Racist Democrats, folks, desperately trying to teach plantation Negroes that Donald Trump isn't good for black folks. But the real truth is in the short, less than 8 months Trump's been in office, blacks are already better off. And I've alluded to this a couple of times in, you know, whether it's the HBCUs or the H-1B visas, etc. Those are two things that really helped black folks, but they aren't mainstream type things where you could say, okay, well, you know, black people are going to be excited across the board. It isn't like you come out one day and say, look, free chicken for every black man in America till he dies, because then I would be excited. Fried chicken. So, what are the other signs? This one, and I'm going to read this, according to the Daily Caller. BLS stats show that from July of 2016 to July of 2017, the unemployment rate for black Americans has dropped one full percentage point. Last year, the rate was 8.4%. Now it's 7.4%. Donald Trump has shaved, hundreds of thousands of jobs, a percentage point, off of unemployment, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs for blacks that were not there. And they're obviously taking advantage of it. Most of the gains came during Trump's administration. The rate has dropped from 8% this March to 7.4 now. The lowest rate among blacks since December of 2000, some 17 years ago. And it's not a lot lower than the 16.8% black unemployment rate Obama saw at its worst level back in 2010. It is a lot lower, I should say. So, you could argue, oh, Obama shrunk the black rolls, you know, whatever, during his presidency. He didn't. what Barack Obama did was sweep the black problem under the rug by saying, okay, they quit looking. And he got people signed up for disability and welfare and said, look, if you'll do that, we'll get you some money. If you're going to do the other, we're going to make you wait. And that's what's happened. There goes racist Donald Trump, folks, saving black people from the worst unemployment rate in 17 years. And this is bad news for the Democrats, because what are they going to do if Donald Trump steals their Negroes? Imagine more and more blacks living the American dream. More and more blacks relying less and less on government. See, this is a far cry from what Barack Obama delivered. And most blacks only admit this privately, but Obama crushed the black community. According to the National Review, the first black president is responsible for a decrease in the black American labor force participation by 2.4%. A decrease in the black teenager labor force by 2.7%. His policies increased poverty among blacks by 1.6% and brought a decrease in the median income of 1.5%. One would think that Obama intentionally was trying to hurt blacks, being honest with you. It's crazy. As Cat Williams put it, black people made Superman but forgot to ask if the N-word knew how to fly. We've played that clip before. Now, under new leadership, blacks have begun to thrive. During a press conference last week regarding the riots in Charlottesville, the press asked Donald Trump what he needed to heal race relations, and he responded, create jobs. Create jobs. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. Put a man to work. He doesn't have time to be, you know, working on all this frivolous stuff that we continue to get bogged down in. We have companies, I'll say, pouring back into our country, and I think they're going to have a huge positive impact on race relations. You know why? It's jobs, Trump continued. What people want is jobs. They make, they want great jobs and good pay, and watch how race relations will be. And he's right to a degree, but we still need that education system to come in, to kick in, and say to these folks, look, it's one thing now that you have a job. One, I need you to remember who created it for you. It was a Republican. Two, I need you to praise the capitalist who got you the job. Or, if you happen to be the capitalist, you need to thank, go to number one, thank Donald Trump for making your life easier. This is what we have to be thankful for. The Economic Policy Institute says, jobs are essential to improving black communities. Increased employment would help people in these communities lift themselves out of poverty. In addition, because poor economic conditions are an important causal factor behind poor educational outcomes and high crime rates are created with correlated with high unemployment rates, creating job opportunities would improve educational outcomes and reduce crime. There's no doubt about this. In Trump's first 6 months in office, he's created over 1 million jobs, and in the same period, Barack Obama has lost 4 million. What began with Carrier, where Trump used his magic wand to save 1,000 jobs, continues now with many other companies, and these companies are out there looking for black employees, good ones. And let me tell you, I think the one service that Obama did to blacks is he says, look, I can't get you a job. So blacks are like, whenever I get a job, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to treasure it. I'm not going to squander it. I hope that's the case. Yeah, look. Unlike Obama, Trump plays call pocket. He doesn't refer to the obscure fake unemployment numbers. 29-year lows, by the way. He tells you where he's going to create jobs, and there's no misunderstanding. And blacks are going to get that, and they're going to support this man. I promise you.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.